Guided Meditation, Chapter 9, Mindfulness of Thought. We are going to start this meditation with a deep breath, counting to four with an inhale, then holding that breath to a count of four, and exhaling to a count of four. We will do this three times. Let's start now. In, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four. Again, in, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four. And one more time. In, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four. And now breathe normally. In the last chapter, we learned about the emotional mind view. There are times when our emotions might cause us pain or discomfort. We learn to be quiet in our minds and listen to whatever insight or message we may need to hear. Because of this pain, we have become kinder and more compassionate. We also received the artist's tools, acceptance, forgiveness, self-compassion, commitment, gratitude, all deep within. You choose to release the idea that your worth is determined by other people. Then you choose to embrace more self-love and self-care. In this chapter, we learn to use more self-affirming self-talk. We have learned about unhealthy thinking boundaries and how to address conflict using effective problem-solving skills. In this guided meditation, we would like to continue that focus on releasing the idea that you are not enough. Recall the healing workshop that you created in Chapter 6. The workshop you created was to be a place where you could begin your healing work, a place where you can try new things, to think new thoughts, and feel completely safe. Recall where it was located, in the mountains, or in a field, or on the beach. You felt at home and safe there. Let's go back there now to rebuild the I am good enough idea. Imagine yourself walking in the front door. You notice a mirror on the wall. Look in the mirror and see yourself. Notice who you see. Now, as you enter your workshop, you notice that there is a peaceful feeling here. The lighting, the sounds, the temperature, even the smells are welcoming. This will be a place for you to go and practice your new skills. A safe, non-judgmental environment. You notice a table, comfortable chair, and a whiteboard. You go to your chair and get comfortable. You notice two words appear on the whiteboard. They are acceptance and compassion. I accept myself for who I am. I show compassion for myself and others. Read the message again. I can show compassion for myself and others. You now begin to notice a small dark cloud appears in the corner of the screen. Consider it to be a disturbing feeling. Perhaps you made a blunder at work. It is surrounded by negative self-talk, such as, you are not good enough. Your boss thinks you are incompetent. Your co-workers could do a better job. These thoughts are trying to stick to you like Velcro and define who you are. Your first tendency is to push these thoughts away and try to escape. But wait, you have a choice here. These thoughts are not facts. They are just scripts that others told you, and you believe them to be true. What if they're not? What if these are not good enough stories, and you decide to put your Teflon suit on and let these thoughts slip off? This does not mean that we stop thinking negative thoughts. They will return from time to time. We just don't let them define who we are. So now that you are centered again, how do you maintain a sense of dignity and value? Perhaps you can center your thoughts within and discover loving memories of all the people that you love and who love you. Or that you have positively influenced in your life. Perhaps you see all these things that you have learned about yourself. And now, you see a new message written on the whiteboard. I am enough. Just the way I am. Our worth and value is never based on what we do or accomplish. We always continue to learn and grow. Recall that you have been practicing the ability to reduce emotional reactivity through mindful awareness. And you have also learned to step back to see the bigger picture around the emotions and negative stories that you tell yourself. These skills and others will help you stay solution-focused and flexible as you go through your life. Now you notice a new message appearing on the screen. Love is at the center of the universe, and you are loved. Allow yourself to embrace this message for well-being, for your well-being. Now it is time to come back to your breathing. Breathe in for a count of four. Hold for a count of four. And out for a count of four. Coming back to this room, remind yourself, I have always been enough. It is now time to leave your workshop. No need to lock the door, because this is a safe place. You can come here whenever you wish. Once more, view the beautiful landscape that you have created in your mind, and come back to your day with a new sense of value, dignity, and hope.